So begin by getting into a comfortable position. A comfortable position is anything you can hold for about 20 minutes. So I don't care where your legs and your arms are, as long as it's comfortable and your spine is as straight as it can be. If you're, a little bit slouching, you're going to notice that you have a tendency to get sleepy while you meditate. If you're too straight, number one, you're going to get sore. Number two, you might get a little bit agitated. Your mind might fly off to other objects a little bit more. So try to keep your spine straight. Relaxed. And it's up to you whether you'd like to close your eyes or stare down the tip of your nose towards the floor. You can leave your eyes open or half open, but if you do that, don't focus on anything. Kind of keep your eyes a bit out of focus. And lastly, keep your tongue in its natural position, which is the roof of your mouth, just behind your top teeth. And we're going to start by watching our breath. Feel as your breath enters and leaves through your nostrils. Choose a spot at the tip of your nose and become very interested in the sensations your breath makes as it goes in and as it comes out. Count your breath. A full cycle is an in-breath and an out-breath. That's one. See if you can count to 10 without being distracted. If you get distracted, go back to 1. We're going to begin with some preliminaries tonight. If this is the first time you've heard the preliminaries, bear with me. So, first we are going to go for refuge in the fact that everything in our world happens as a result of causality. The fact that any action we do will have a result. Go for refuge in the fact that any good deed you do, any positive thought you have, will only bring a positive result. Next, we will try to feel in our hearts a bit of this bodhicitta we've talked about tonight. So think of someone you know in pain. Picture them clearly and just imagine what it would be like to take away their pain, not just in this moment, but forever. Imagine that you have the ability to stop their suffering indefinitely, and see what this feels like in your heart. Then picture in front of you a teacher, somebody who has taught you something very important, something that has maybe saved you from some suffering. Maybe a grade school teacher who taught you how to read, or maybe someone who taught you a a way of dealing with some problem that seemed overwhelming at the moment. See them in front of you, perfect. See them smiling at you. They are completely happy. The next step is to prostrate, and the way we do this is we think of one or two of their good qualities and really admire it, rejoice in their good qualities. Next, make them an offering. Give them beautiful flowers, a sky full of flowers. Offer them the sweetest smells, the softest cloth. Most powerfully, you could offer them a good deed you've done or a good thought you had today. Even offer them something you don't want. Maybe you had some jealousy or anger. Offer them these feelings because they know how to transform them into something beautiful. Next, we're going to make our mind clear for meditation. We're going to make it clean by confessing a negative thought we've had today. So think very specifically of a negative thought you had. Review it in your mind. See how unhelpful this thought was. See how, if it's true that our world functions by causality, that this negative thought could only have a negative result, and just see it was unwise to have this thought, given that you do not want the result. And then resolve not to have that thought for the amount of time we sit here in meditation, and have supreme confidence that by confessing that thought, your mind is now clean, ready to meditate. Rejoice in a good thought or a good deed you did today. We're making our mind happy, light, by doing this. ask the teacher in front of you to please stay always near you, and please continue to teach you until you've learned everything you need to learn from them, until you're a master just as they are. Beg them to help you in this meditation to the best of their ability. If you need to stretch a leg or switch positions, you can quietly and gently do so. We'll begin the meditation in a few breaths. So once again, focus on your breath. Picture in front of you someone you know who's suffering. Make them very clear. Every detail of their face, what they're wearing, how they smell, the warmth of their body, the room in which they're sitting. Picture yourself in front of them, though they can't see you. Then think very clearly of their problem. What problem do you want to help them with? See this problem, this suffering, as black smoke in their body. And on your inhales, slowly picture this black smoke coming into the center of their heart, slowly riding along their veins to their heart. See it collect into a thick, dense ball the size of an olive at their heart. On your in-breath, breathe it out through their nostrils and have it rest in front of your nose. When I say go, you're going to inhale this dark black smoke and bring it down inside to your heart center. Inside your heart center is a bright flame. This is the flame of selfishness. See it burning brightly. This flame will completely destroy the black smoke. When the two meet, there'll be a puff of smoke, and your whole body will be golden. Go. As you brought the black ball into your body, it met the flame of selfishness at your heart center. When the two met, they both completely disappeared into a thin gray cloud which disseminated. Feel what it's like. Feel this golden light. Feel what it's like to have every selfish thought completely gone. Now look at your friend and see that all of their suffering is also completely gone. See how good they feel. They don't know why, but they feel all of their pain completely gone. So then refresh this image of a teacher you had. Bring them back in front of you. See how happy they are with you that you took on another's suffering, that you destroyed your own selfishness by your sheer willingness to take on someone else's pain. Ask them to sit inside you, to be with you until your next meditation. Your lama smiles, and the teacher slowly rises to the height of the tip of your head and begins to shrink down to the size of a pea. They turn around so they're facing the same direction as you, and they sit at the very tip of your head, growing smaller to the size of a grain of rice. They begin to melt down into your head. They melt down a tube just in front of your backbone, dripping down to the level of your heart. Picture them here at the level of your heart. See a bright white light beginning at their heart center, radiating, filling their body with light, spilling out into your heart center. The light from your heart center fills your body. And spills out of your skin into the room you're sitting in and beyond. See it touching all the people it comes into contact with. When it touches them, it takes away their suffering, and they're left totally happy. You can come back to your breath. Come back to your body. And begin to open your eyes.